Good evening, everyone. Our Halacha Gems learning continues the dinim, the laws of Birchas HaMazon. We've learned previously the idea of Tadr V'She'enu Tadr Tadr Kodem, the idea, the principle, the formula, when you have two mitzvos that are presented B'Vas Achas simultaneously, which one is given precedence, preference, which one is performed first. So the idea is that which is more frequent trumps, has precedence over that which is less frequent. So therefore, if you have situations, whether it's talis and tefillin, whether it's which sefer Torah to read first in a situation of Shabbos or Shchodesh or Shabbos or Shchodesh Chanukah, so we apply this principle of frequent dominates as first and foremost when in proximity to that which is less frequent. Tadr v'sheinu tadr tadr kodem. Now we have this idea also in Birchas HaMazon. So for example, on a Shabbos, b'Shabbos shechal bo Rosh Chodesh. Let's just say it's a Shabbos, which is also Rosh Chodesh, or a Yom Tov, a Chol HaMoed, or it's Yom Tov, or it's Chol HaMoed, where the obligation is also not only to say Ritzei L'Chavit Shabbos, but also to say Yalav Yavos. So does it matter which one you say first? So we understand in Halacha that first, Omrim Tchila Ritzei, first a person says Ritzei, and V'achar Kach Yalav Yavos, and then only after does a person say Yalav Yavos, and the reason is similar. Mipnei shehas Shabbos tader, because of the fact that Shabbos is more regular and therefore umukudash yosir mehem, therefore it's more sacred than the others, Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tov. So therefore we can apply this principle because of its frequency. So therefore the idea for which the tefillos are prayed is very significant as well. So therefore ritzei before Yalav Yavu is significant and it's not vice versa. So that's one principle that's important for us to be mindful of. But then we have other principles to Birchas HaMazon as well. The idea of Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula, that which is when a person finds themselves in doubt, whether or not they said a bracha, whether or not they performed a mitzvah, and the bracha or the mitzvah that one thought to be reciting or performing is rabbinic in nature. So the din is that it's L'Kula. But what about Safek D'Oraisa? So if a person is Masupik, is in doubt whether or not the performance of a mitzvah or the recitation of a blessing, which is biblical deoraisa in nature, so then the din is safek deoraisa is lachomra, we're machmer in a situation of doubt. So therefore halacha tells us misha shochach v'nistapik lo im beirach birchas hamazon lo. Let's just say a person forgot or a person's unsure, uncertain whether or not you said birchas hamazon. So imhu soveya, so if he has had enough food that he's soveya, he's satisfied, and therefore, and that's an important criteria, because da'az birchas hamazon de'oraisa, it's in that situation where birchas hamazon is biblically mandated. You are achalta v'savata nenu v'rachta. So the din is tzarech levarech pam shenis. Then a person has to go back and then to do it a second time. That means that even if it's later on discovered that you did it once before, so then nonetheless the din was, because it's safek de'oraisa, the chumri would have to be sure to say it again. That's also so true in a situation, v'chein im nirdam b'sheina. Let's say a person fell asleep, be'emtza birchas hamazon. Person was very tired, let's just say on a Friday night, they started birchas hamazon, they dozed off, and when they woke up, so they ain't a yodeh, they weren't sure, heichan posak, they didn't remember where it was that they found themselves, what they were up to before they fell asleep. So what's the din? So the din is likewise, it's tzarech lachzor l'rosh birchas hamazon, so too a person has to then go back again to the beginning of the birchas hamazon. And all this, of course, is the reason because of safek d'oraisa l'chomra. It's a biblical mandate, achalta v'savata v'erachta, the obligation to biblically bench, to grace after meals, birchas hamazon, to be recited after one eats. So therefore, in a situation of doubt, or a person forgot, and they're mesupik, it's a suffix, so therefore you have to go b'chozal l'rosh, and you have to go back and then recite birchas HaMazon again. I will continue with these dinim tomorrow night as well. From my family to yours, I wish you a wonderful, healthy, and a safe evening.